Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Hi, welcome to Call-In Line, or known as Teen Call-In Line, part of Optimize My Life radio show. We air Monday through Friday at noon Eastern time, and again at 7 Eastern time at night. We are all about helping you. Giving you resources to help and improve your life. Today we're going to talk about what it's like when you are struggling with online social media, phone calls, keeping the perverts or the people that send you inappropriate messages or asking you out, keeping yourself and your family safe. Hi, Derek. How are you?
Good, Mary. How are you?
Good. Derek is a regular that calls in and is part of the Hope Collection, which is a non-profit organization that sponsors this radio station and this radio show. So what are you up to today?
Nothing. I sent a hope card to somebody on Instagram today. Yeah. Be here.
Sorry, yeah. I'm a little behind setting everything up today. I'm playing catch up at the moment.
Eating dinner?
No, I was setting up the streaming program so you can now watch us on social media, basically right now, and connect with us on Facebook at the same time. Now, the benefit is that as you see on social media, when we live stream, you will only see part of a screen, but you will never see or hear or see who's calling. So your identities will always stay anonymous. So when you call in and talk to us, your identities will stay your identity. All right. So, Derek, question for you. When you're online, do you get a lot of inappropriate comments or comments that are just not right?
Yeah, I do. Some people start asking me for money.
What do you say or what do you do when that happens to you?
I said, this isn't welfare. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. You can say whatever you want. And there's so many resources out there to help you, but the people who pray to this more than anybody are our teens. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're so intertwined into social media that they value their self-worth based on how many likes they get or how many people comment on a post. You know, and a lot of us who are in business, you know, we use social media as a way to expand our businesses, to bring in clients.
I'm trying to expand my business on social media.
I'm sorry, what was that, Derek?
I'm trying to expand my business through social media.
Yeah, you do. You know, like even you know, you bring in so many people to the Hope Collection.
I brought Gavin into the Hope Collection.
Right. But the problem is like, see, with you, Derek, is that you know who you are. You're a strong individual. You have your mindset. This is who I am. This is what I'm going to be, and this is what I want to do. And you're still trying to figure out exactly what you want to do, the path you want to take to get to where you want to go. You know, we're still working on you becoming an advocate and setting up your own social media foundation so that you can become an advocate and work with individuals, you know, like my kids. But you don't have that self-esteem issue that a lot of other people have. You know, that's where you're very blessed because you know who you are. As an individual. And so when you get people that bully or say mean things, it bugs you a little bit, but not as much, right?
Yeah.
No, the issue is a lot of... go ahead.
People ask me for money sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of con artists out there.
There is. And, you know, that's just the aspect of life. No, you're going to get that anyway. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, a lot of these, our teens, they're not brought into the world being self-confident because they have so much external factors that they base their worth on. And that's the first step to prevent... you know, the perverts or the bullies or a lot of other things that you're dealing with on social media is having that self-love for yourself, having that self-esteem and that self-confidence. You know, and the best part is that even when you're on social media, you're dealing with this, we have the delete button. We have the block button. We have the ignore button. Now, there's a quote from Mark Twain that, you know, I always use it a lot. And his quote is, never argue with stupid people because they will drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience. And yes, that quote is, you know, not politically correct. You know, we don't like saying stupid anymore. But, you know, but I don't care because it's my show. And when you don't waste the energy and the time it takes to just deal with everything. You know, and the more that you argue back and the more you defend yourself or you fall into victim of the of it, it just proves that, you know, you're struggling. You know, another step is ignore everything and only have the list of what people matter. People that you want to talk to. You know, I dealt with a lot of it when I got into my business. You know, I'm a certified life coach. I'm a certified integrative behavioral specialist and a certified hypnotherapist. And I deal and work with individuals, especially in the mental health and mental disorder in range. And my favorite that I work with a lot of is autism. And I don't believe in a lot of the therapies that we use here in the United States, such as ABA therapy. I believe that kids with autism, and both my kids are, and the way to handle them and deal with them is slow things down to their level, because their brains are just wired differently, and it processes at a faster rate. So it takes them an extra second or two longer for them to understand what you're saying. And when you keep asking them the same questions over and over and over again, what you're getting is you're getting the frustration from them because you're overwhelming them. So when you slow things down and you actually stop to listen to them, they'll talk. You may not like what comes out of their mouths, but they're talking. And so since I don't believe in a lot of the things that we have here in the U.S., and, you know, the first thing is when it comes down to, you know, your kid's diagnosed, most parents and a lot of parents look at, okay, so we put our kids on disability. To me, that looks like, okay, so our three-year-old is now on disability because we don't think he's ever going to amount to anything. You're already shutting the door on opportunities for them. Then it's what medications can I put my kids on because I can't deal with their behavior. And then it's what therapies do we put them in. So we give our three-year-old no benefit of the doubt of what they're going to do because nothing on the Internet, the first five pages of autism doesn't say anything good. And two, we're giving them all these closed doors. We're giving them full-time jobs by shoving them in all these therapies that don't really work. And when they do work, it takes forever. And you're turning around at the same time, and you're not spending time with them. You're not working with them. They're being shoved everywhere else. And then you're putting them, on medications. So you're changing brain chemistry in a child that doesn't need it. And all you have to do is slow down. You know, my son was nonverbal, just over-frustrated, he called it rage because he would be so frustrated, he'd be so narrow-minded that he couldn't deal with it. He had to defy the laws of gravity and build that block tower sky high, and it kept falling over. And he'd be so frustrated, he'd bang his head. When we started teaching him different regulation techniques, boom, 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 he started getting better. And now, you know, he stopped biting, he's more calmer. He's fun, he laughs, he's sarcastic. You know, my daughter has, you know, attention issues. She can't focus. Kind of like the dog in the movie Up. Every time a bird goes by, she'd have to look, something like that, you know. Well, we found different techniques to help her pay attention longer. We start little goals and build them up. I had to go through a lot of ridicule and a lot of claims that I didn't know what I was talking about because I was against the status norm. And it's so easy to judge and talk about things that you read on the Internet and believe is true. You know, another tip is letting your followers. You know, a lot of these kids have followers, your friends. Let them do the work for you. You know, when it comes down to it, a lot of these people that follow you, start to know you and know who you are. You know, it's like the story of, what's her name? That girl from Florida that disappeared. It became a movement to search and find her because her followers were concerned because she wasn't online. Now, ask them to back you up. They're more than happy to. You know, a couple years ago, an ex of mine tried to say on social media that I was never in the military. 5 minutes later, I had 30 comments, if not more, from people I served with that said, well, if she wasn't in the military, then what the heck were we doing? You know, and then another option is just blocking it altogether. But it's so hard to not take some of this stuff to heart. And you just learn that and believe in yourself and have that faith in yourself, like we talked about in my day show this week, yesterday, how important faith is. Now, protecting your teens and your kids from internet predators. They look for particular individuals who are vulnerable, who don't appear to have a stable home life, who post so much online. They look for these people that are looking for that love on the other side. So sitting down with your kids, talking to them, being aware of their situations and what's going on, being included in their life. You know, my daughter, she's 8, and she has a YouTube account and a TikTok account for her Kindness Club video. But she don't control them. I do. And we sit down and watch, and we make the videos together because she's not allowed to be on social media yet on her own. But she also wanted to start something up so that people could see. One, it was therapy for her, for all her struggles in life. But two, so other kids like her could feel that they're not alone. So she felt included, and they felt included. You got to remember, as a parent, it doesn't matter what your family is made up of, if both parents are in the household. It doesn't matter what economic level you are. Any kid that spends a lot of time on the internet, who talks a lot about what they're feeling, what they're doing, especially their feelings and the problems they're having, are going to be predators or prey to those predators. They search those people out because they're the ones that are more acceptable and more easily swayed to meet these guys or start a conversation with them. These people listen and sympathize with the kids. They'll tell you what you want to hear, no matter what. You got to remember, just because you see a picture of a person doesn't mean that's who the person is. You know, the biggest warning, especially for kids and for teens, for you to remember is they're trying to encourage you not to talk to your parents, and they're trying to build that wedge between you and your parents, that's the first step. There's something wrong, and you need to tell somebody. You know, they're going to start listening to you. They're going to sympathize with you and tell you how, you know, horrible things are. And it keeps going from there. And once they start doing all this stuff, that's when they start the seduction. They start manipulating. They start the grooming process, the flattery, the affections. Some even go so far as to send you gifts to make you feel special. And then the relationship goes farther. Well, that's, as a parent, you need to talk to your kids about safety on social media. And I know most kids say, oh, it's never going to happen to me. Or if it does, you know, I'm smart enough to know better. But the thing is that you never... But you never know. About it until after the fact. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Derek.
Go ahead and finish. And I could call you after the radio show, okay?
Okay. And that's where you really need to talk to them and let them know that, you know, things can happen and what to do when it does happen. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of a technical issue here. My computer froze up. You know, yes, turn on the parental controls, but those are only going to get you so far. You know, I have little kids. I don't have teens yet. But I didn't deal with this online as a teen. I dealt with it after the fact. And I still get a lot of nasty pictures and videos and requests. It's creepy. Once in a while, I'll go on a rant about it on Facebook. But at the same time, you're turning on parental controls. But these people set up kids' accounts so that they can still connect with these people. So talking to your kids is the most important thing. And yes, these parental controls, you know, block apps from being downloaded, things like that. But if you don't talk to them about it and teach them about what's responsible and what's not, are you really preventing it? Because they're going to spend more time trying to figure out how to hack into those parental control settings than they are to get around the system than just talking to them. You know, we forget as parents that it's more important to sit down and talk to our kids, educate, than it is to block them from the world. Because they're going to experience it sooner or later. We are not going to be with them every moment of every day. You know, and it's like another people talk about, well, let's, you know, access our kids' phones and access their social media activities and stuff like that. Yeah, it's good to be in the know. Yeah, it's good to, you know, check in on that. You know, my kids have the link on their pads so that I can access whatever they're listening to or whatever they're doing. But we still talk about it. And for me, it's not so much I go through their stuff as the fact that I can shut it off when it's bedtime and they can't play on it at night. So they actually should go to bed when they're supposed to. Well, you know, we are in this generational gap or where we are forgetting about communication. communicate, talk, just sit down, no electronics, no TVs, no nothing, just talk to our kids. Prepare them for the world that they're going to enter into. Prepare them for life. Don't just assume they know it and just restrict everything they do. Because when we restrict everything we do with them, what are we doing? We're preventing them from making wise decisions. We are actually turning around and preventing them from being independent because we're not giving them the options to be independent. You know, that's like with, you know, my kids. They get freedom within a certain reign and a certain limit. You know, I live in a very small town. I mean, if everybody's home on a holiday, we have about 1,500 people in my town. So everybody knows everybody. So my daughter can walk out my door, walk down the sidewalk a block with her dog and come back because I know nothing's going to happen. And two, if something does happen, there's going to be somebody around to help her. But we're teaching her how to be outside and be on her own and be able to think for herself and deal with the environment, not make her petrified of the environment. Because we sit and talk to her about everything. Now, every tool we've invented, app blockers, content restriction, escorting our kids everywhere they go, is not going to save them and prevent them from something happening. Talking to them, teaching them stranger danger, all the things that we all learned as kids, we need to teach our kids. When you teach our kids when things are dumb, don't do it. You know, my biggest worry, you know, with my son, because he is independent, is he's going to be the dumb one telling everybody else to do something stupid because he knows better than to do it himself. It's not him doing something dumb. It's him calling someone, some other kid that hasn't been taught that it's stupid because he's never been given an opportunity to teach, to think for himself, that it's something dumb. You know, you hear about all these challenges, all these kids doing all over TikTok, and, you know, the government wants to ban TikTok because kids are doing something stupid. Really? Is it the company that built a video platform's fault? Not really. They can't monitor everything that's going on. If your kid's under the age of 18 doing something dumb, it's kind of the parents' fault for not teaching them right from wrong. And that's why it's so important to teach your kids. Spend time with them. Because one, you're never going to get those years back. You're going to grow up fast before you even know it. And we can't be there all the time. You know, yes, you know, put on tracking things on the phone, stuff like that. So you could, because in case something does happen, you can find them. But that only gets you so far. Teaching them stranger danger is more important. Teaching them that, you know, they can come to you is so much important. Much more important. Having your kids understand that it's so much more important that you're going to be there. No judgment if something happens. Now, teach your kids not to share all your personal information out there. Now, here's the statistics. Missed sexual contact has increased by 42% from 2020 to 2021 during COVID lockdown, after photos were uploaded on social media. There are no laws that protect children from social media. So as a parent, when you post your kids' pictures, make sure that you post appropriate pictures. Because you know what, I post pictures of my kids, but I also make sure they're doing something. So it's not just them posing, it's them being kids, playing, talking, doing something. And a lot of times it's for my business, because you can follow my kids, their story, what they went through in life, and how different programs work and don't work. Because everything I recommend and I endorse or use, I will either have tried them and they worked, or I've thought about trying them, or I'm willing to try them. I will never, ever say something that I haven't done, willing to do, or gonna do myself. It's one thing we all need to keep in mind. And when you post pictures, you got to make sure that you're looking at it through different eyes. With everything going on, with COVID lockdowns, kids don't know what day from the next they're going to school. You know, we have a lot of trends with suicide in teens and kids, and they're filming it. This is where communication is key. Well, it's like there's so many class action lawsuits out there against social media companies because of the suicide rates, because of predators, because of this, because of that. And the only person that we can blame is ourselves. And that's where, you know, we need to have our kids tell us. Something happens, someone says something, come to us, tell us, so we can report. But a parent, pay attention. Does your kids come home, come with, you know, things that you didn't buy them, that they couldn't, you know, they couldn't afford? Did your kids stop talking to you about what's going on online, who they're talking to online? Well, these are warning things you need to start looking at to talk to your kids. You know, talk about online danger. Talk about stranger danger, but be specific. Give them examples of what grooming is. So they understand. Because these guys are professionals. They know what they're doing because they haven't gotten caught yet. You know, when your kids start using social media, talk to them about what's appropriate, what's not appropriate to share. Set those boundaries and then repercussions if they share what's not appropriate. Establish that trust. Because once you have that trust, they're going to be more willing to talk to you. They're willing to listen. Teach your kids how to shut down conversations. That's David's. You know, if someone asks for your address or have an address set up, local police station, have something they can share with them. You know, some of the things you need to warn your kids about is when people ask to talk privately or go to a different app. And when they start asking, do your parents check your conversation? If your child ends up being a victim, the first thing to do is call the police. Save the chats. Take screenshots of the chats. Block the predator. Report the predator, the person to on the platform or the app. We're almost out of time for today. Stay 1 minute. So join us tomorrow at noon Eastern time with the call-in number, same as today, 714-816-4686. And the host is Bob Oakley, and it's called Family Time. He's a certified life coach. And father and grandfather of many, and he talks about how faith helped him with his family. On Friday is Captain Len Kane and the Golden Rule Society with co-host Bob Clayton, president of the Hope Collection. Tomorrow is Teen Line again, and we'll be talking about something else. I gotta go because my son's having issues. I will see you here tomorrow at 7 Eastern. Have a good night, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.